So does the soul leave the body at the time of dreaming? This is a question which has certain assumptions in it. That first of all, the soul is spiritual, and to map the spiritual and the material is something which is not very simplistically done. We may say that okay, the soul is present in the region of the heart. You may say the soul is 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. But then what is the tip of a hair? How do you define the tip of a hair? What is the dimension of a tip of a hair? Now we could just change a little bit, you know, we could call this much as a tip or we could call this much as a tip. And then 1/10,000 of a thing would completely change based on that. So the point of this 1/10,000 of a tip of a hair is to indicate that it is extremely small. The soul is extremely small. It's not that, it's not a necessarily a literal expression of size, because not precise in that sense. The tip of a hair is not defined over there. Similarly, the location of the soul also, the soul is spiritual. And the location of the soul, whether it is in the body or it is outside the body, that is not important. What is important is that the soul is attached to the body. As long as the soul is attached to the body, the soul is still entangled. So sometimes people can have near-death experiences when they perceive themselves from outside the body. They have out-of-body experiences as a subset of near-death experiences. So still, although they perceive themselves from outside the body, their attachment is still to that body. And that's why they have to enter into that body again and continue to live on. Now, moving onwards, during dream state, the soul, can it leave the body? Yes, it can. Or it can be present in the body. So during dreams, we can go to, the soul can go somewhere else, or simply the consciousness of the soul can go somewhere else. Both possibilities are there. It is not necessary that it has to be one or the other. And depending on the depth of the sleep, depending on the intensity of the sleep, there are different levels of dysfunctionality that can come up in the body. So normal sleep involves dysfunctionality of most of the senses, except for the sense of sound, which is more active. The other senses are little less active. There is still some consciousness in the body, but it's a very reduced level as compared to the waking state. So there are certain phenomena which may involve a greater level of dysfunctionality in the body. And the key thing is not whether the soul is in the body or outside the body. The soul is spiritual, and to map it to a physical location itself is a assumption flawed, an assumption loaded conception. The important thing is that the soul's connection with the body is through this identification, projection and attachment. The soul attaches itself to the body because of this identification, projection. So projection means, so like a person playing a video game, an attachment. Purusha prakriti stohi bhukte prakriti jana. So certain, so during sleep, the soul can be in the body, or soul can be within the body. But as long as the soul's attachment to the body is there, the soul is not liberated from existence. And depending on specific situations, there are different levels of dysfunctionality in the body may come up during the state of sleep. Is that answering the question?
It means that for 12 hours if my soul is out of my body, but